This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, February 20th, 2026. ARRL reports that the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, adopted changes to its rules to require that every holder of an FCC registration number, that's an FRN, update their contact information in the core system, email, and postal addresses within 10 business days of a change. Because every FCC licensee, including amateur radio operators, must have an FRN to file applications, this requirement applies to all licensed amateurs. FRN contact information is handled separately and apart from contact information related to a license in the license manager system. Both records must be kept up to date, and each requires a separate update. Until now, no specific deadline existed for updating FRN or license contact information. Instead, the amateur rules at sections 97.21 and 97.23 provide that a license may be suspended or revoked if FCC correspondence is returned as undeliverable because of an incorrect address or email. These provisions remain in effect, as well as the 10-day deadline applicable to FRN information. If your FRN information is current and has not changed, no immediate action is required, but you must adhere to the 10-day rule for future changes. It is recommended to periodically check both the CORS and the license manager systems to ensure contact information is accurate, even if no changes have been occurred. The new deadline became effective on February 5th as part of the proceeding that was limited to further constraining robocalls. Although the proceeding focused on robocall issues, the 10-day update requirement applies broadly to all FRN holders. On February 6th, the FCC confirmed in a public notice that the new deadline applies to all FRN holders. The amendment replaces language adopted in 2001 that required FRN holders to keep their contact information up to date, but had not imposed a deadline for doing so. Numerous requests for clarification from non-robocaller interests led the FCC to issue a public notice on February 6th, clarifying that fines imposed on those subject to the robocall rules for not keeping contact information up to date do not apply to licensees such as radio amateurs, but the 10-day deadline does apply to all FRN holders. You can see resources for updating FRN and license information at ARRL.org. ARRL announced the winner of the 2025 ARRL Sweepstakes ICOM Dream Station on Saturday, February 14th at the 2026 Orlando Hamcation. The announcement was made by ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, with ICOM America Senior Sales Manager Ray Novak, N9JA. The ARRL Sweepstakes ran from January 3rd to December 31st, 2025, as the centerpiece of a year-long membership drive designed to encourage new members to join and current members to renew their support. Roderick announced that the ARRL Sweepstakes winner is Lee Warren, KI5YDR, of Honolulu, Hawaii. Warren earned his amateur radio license in 2022 after thinking about the value of having radios available in case of a disaster. With all of the research I was doing, I realized I might as well get my technician license, he said. He upgraded to general class in 2023 so he could operate KH6BB, that's the radio room aboard the USS Missouri Museum ship in Pearl Harbor. Warren received the grand prize Dream Station featuring the latest amateur radio equipment generously donated by ICOM America. And you can watch the winner announcement on YouTube right now if you choose. Board of Directors also recognized ICOM and Ray Novak in recognition for the extraordinary support behind the 2025 membership drive. The ARRL Board of Directors formally honored ICOM America Incorporated and Ray Novak N9JA. While most of the contiguous U.S. states were experiencing severe winter weather over the past 2 weeks, Honolulu, Hawaii had a different kind of severe weather, and amateur radio was ready there. On February 8th and 9th, 2026, severe weather brought high winds, heavy rainfall, flash flooding, power outages, and hazardous surf conditions across Honolulu and the state of Hawaii. The National Weather Service predicted that heavy rains, flash flooding, and damaging winds would affect all islands. Officials warned of possible flooding, hazardous travel, and power outages. Amateur radio operators were activated inside the Emergency Operations Center to support the Department of Emergency Management, City and County of Honolulu. Volunteer communicators operated, reported in, and stood ready to provide backup communication should cellular or internet systems fail. That storm hit with 70-mile-an-hour winds, knocked down trees, and dumped 30 inches of rain and mountain snow. Radio traffic remained light, though, as outages were quickly addressed through coordinated efforts between city and state agencies and utility partners. Shelters and volunteers remained ready in case conditions worsened. This wasn't a drill, and amateur radio operators were prepared to move quickly and efficiently. It was encouraging to work alongside such engaged and supportive leadership from the Department of Management, said Deputy RACES Program Coordinator Michael Miller, KH6ML. Their awareness of our role in a larger gray or black sky event ensures that Amateur Radio Civil Emergency Service, RACES, remains fully integrated into emergency operations. Matt Kaku, KH6LT, coordinated amateur radio operations inside the EOC, and he said our goal is simple, to be ready before we're needed. We focus on coverage, documentation, coordination, so that if the primary systems fail, we can immediately step in. The National Conference of Volunteer Examiner Coordinators, NCVEC, Question Pool Committee has released a February 19, 2026 revision to the new 2026-2030 Technician Class Question Pool. Questions drawn from that pool are valid for exams given on or after July 1, 2026. The revision includes minor wording clarifications to four questions in the pool. The revised questions are T1C01, T5A05, T7A09, and T0A10. These updated questions have been incorporated into the published technician question pool documents and are available on the NCVEC website. The 2026 to 2030 technician question pool will be in effect from July 1st, 2026 through June 30th, 2030. The current technician pool is only valid through June 30th of 2026. The ARRLVEC advises the amateur radio community to regularly check the CNCVEC website at www.ncvec.org for updates to question pools, which may include errata and withdrawn questions. You've probably heard about POTA, Parks on the Air, and SOTA, Summits on the Air. Well, now there's BOTA, Bunkers on the Air. Officially known as WWBOTA, Worldwide Bunkers on the Air, it is an amateur radio activity open to amateur radio operators and shortwave listeners everywhere. Similar to its counterparts, radio amateurs activate historic bunker locations around the world with portable and mobile operations. Bunkers are fortified shelters, usually underground, used for protection against attacks and for storage of military goods. Hunters and chasers can have QSOs with those activating stations and can collect special bunker reference numbers. Awards for activating and hunting bunkers are available, but you can get involved just by making a QSO or shortwave listening. There are 20 member countries in the BOTA program so far, with two new countries added in February as membership continues to grow. U.S. BOTA joined WWBOTA on January 7th, 2026. More information, visit WWBOTA Worldwide Bunkers on the Air. The latest DX expedition to Bouvet Island, 3Y0K, is back on track after a two-week delay for mechanical repairs to its ship, the Argus. Team Media Manager James Gallo, KB2FMH, confirmed reports from earlier this week that the ship had arrived in Cape Town, South Africa, and was being loaded with the team's equipment. The team of 24 operators includes 22-year-old Max Friedman, N4ML, an ARRL staff member. In an earlier statement on the 3Y0K website, the team leadership explained that our vessel requires additional maintenance to ensure that it is fully prepared for the damaging voyage to one of the most remote and challenging locations on Earth. The announcement added that while this delay is disappointing, the safety of our team remains at our highest priority. The adjustment does not change the overall strategy of the de-expedition. It has been carefully planned for over the past 3 years. Gallo says the ship will head out soon and that arrival time will be weather-dependent. Updates will be posted on the expedition website, www.3y0.com. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. AMSAT Spain will have a new satellite launch around June on the SpaceX Transporter 17 mission. This new satellite is UNNE-1B and is a pocket cube, as SO-124 has already re-entered the Earth's atmosphere, and SO-125 will shortly, This will replace them with an FM repeater and FSK telemetry up to 1600 BPS, which is customizable by the command stations. There will also be a CW beacon. This satellite will have an educational experiment. Within the telemetry, there will be clues. Every week, a new clue will be transmitted. The goal is to collect all the clues and solve the mystery. Further details will be on the AMSAT-EA.org website. AMSAT Youth Initiative has its own website, buzzsat.com. That's BUZZSAT.com. And we have loaded a coloring book about satellites. This is a great way to learn about satellites while coloring each page. The coloring book is completely free. If you or a child enjoys this and would like to become an AMSAT member, membership for students is free of charge at AMSAT.org. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, February 19th and 20th, it's the Walk for the Bacon QRP contest, that is CW. February 21st and 22nd, the ARRL International DX contest, CW as well. February 21st to the 22nd, the REF contest, single sideband and phone. February 21st to the 22nd, the South Carolina QSO party, CW phone and digital. And on February 21st, the Feld-held sprint, that is digital. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions, February 20th through the 21st, the Greater Houston Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Texas State Convention, that's in Rosenberg, Texas. February 27th and 28th, the ARRL Southwestern Division Convention in Yuma, Arizona. And February 28th, HamCon, ARRL Vermont State Convention, that's in Colchester, Vermont. And on March 6th and 7th, the Birmingham Fest, hosting the ARRL Alabama Section Convention, that's in Trussville, Alabama. And remember to search the ARRL HamFest and Convention database to find more events in your area. And find it this week thanks to the Clearwater Valley Amateur Radio Club in Orofino, Idaho, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.